is BBC Radio Leicester with Ben Jackson.
Now, not greater wealth, but simpler pleasures. That's the motto of Anchor Tenants Limited, which founded Humberston's Garden Suburb. It was the first of its kind in the provinces, following Letchworth and Ealing at the turn of the 20th century, and was built by and lived in by shoe factory workers. We young people are struggling more than ever to get on the housing ladder, but with rents still ranging from £25 a week, who wants to buy a house anyway? Well, BBC Radio Leicester's Erica Stevenson went to see this remarkable place for herself. Here's her guide, Ian Pawson, who's lived there for 60 years and took her through some of his old photographs.
When it was first built, of course, this was fields in the middle of nowhere. I'm just old enough to remember when they started building Netherhall Estate and when they built Netherhall Road.
Now, looking at these pictures, what's one of your earliest memories of the estate?
Before the roads were adopted, the roads themselves were sort of like small pebbles, but the paths were just mud. Downward, so obviously in the bad weather, it was all muddy, so people used to walk down the roads. And in the winter, I can remember the first job in the morning was to take the ash can out of the fire and go and empty it outside in the holes in the footpath. And most people's footpaths were just ashes.
Can you take me on a tour of the estate?
Yeah, have a wander around. There's 143 houses. We've got Laburnum Road here, Fern Rise, Kiam Lane along the top, and Lilac Avenue. And Chestnut Avenue that way, half of Chestnut Avenue is ours. The other half was sold in the 1960s to a private developer, and they've got private houses on that.
Unlike modern estates, these houses all look different.
Yes, I think you'll find there's no two pairs the same. We have three detached houses. We've got everything from Band Bs, Cs and Ds. My impression was the older houses, the incoming tenant could more or less decide what they wanted, the style of roof, the style of house. The ones that were built in the 30s, though, are all identical, you'll see. For many, many years, to go on the housing list and to get a house, you have to be a shareholder in the society. And for many, many years, as long as I can remember, that's been limited to sons and daughters of present tenants. At one point, when in the 80s, when we couldn't get rid of the houses, it was opened up to grandchildren as well. But then it's now gone back to sons and daughters of present tenants.
Walking through the garden suburb, I bumped into Avril Vernon and Tony Ridgway, who are mother and son. Avril, how long have you lived here?
Well, I've lived here 20-odd years this time, but I grew up as a child, which was another 20-odd years. And I say my family's been on this estate for a long time. It's fourth generation. We've now just got a fifth generation because I've just had a grandchild, and that's Rosie Charlotte, after my mother. Been here a long time.
Wow, and what makes the whole family stay?
I think it's the closeness of family and the fact that everybody knows everybody around here. It's got a really nice community feel, even though, you know, it's modern days, everybody's got cars and disappear off in them. We've still got a fairly good community spirit here, but it's still hard to build that spirit up. You know, you still have to fight against modern living, as you might say, because I say everything's so convenient to just go off out and forget about your next neighbours.
Tony, you obviously decided to stay on after growing up here. What made you stay?
It's not a bad question, actually. I was just always happy here, I think. More than that, and I always like the sort of the community side of it. I like the fact that I can leave my house, walk simply round the corner to my mum's, but meet people on the way my mum went to school with. I mean, there's just not many places you can do that, and it's just it is that I think that generational thing where in actual fact people can relate across the generations. I mean, for myself, I'm a gas engineer, and in the house I lived in on Chestnut Avenue, there was an old lady across the road, a gas leak. So she came over and sort of knocked my door and she went, well, you know, who are you? And I went, well, I'm Lottie Seal's grandson. Oh, great, can you come and help me? And immediately she sort of had this confidence. Well, actually, he's related to Lottie Seal, who she'd known for 30 years. And I just don't think that happens anywhere else. And it's sort of, that's quite a wonderful thing to be around.
Amazing. Tony Ridgway, who lives in Humberston Garden Suburb, ending that report. It's worth marrying somewhere who lives there. Just a house, isn't it? I think just a remarkable survivor from the past, I think that is.